Cletus, are you there?
My angel, this is for you. What did the doctor say?
He said the mutations are advancing. My powers are too strong. Cletus, I'm scared.
It's gonna be okay.
They're coming to take me away. They're sending me to a place where there are others like me.
They can't do that. They can't take you from me. You're my one bright light.
I will always love you!
Precious!
Any last words?
Welcome to your new home, Francis. Boyfriend's finally getting what he deserves. And the world will be a safer place without him.
Detective Mulligan, with all due respect, I don't want anything to do with Cletus Cassidy.
Well, that's too bad, because he only wants to see you.
Well, in my opinion, you had your chance with Cassidy and you blew it.
Right, so what does he want?
Maybe he wants to spill the beans about where the missing bodies are buried. So you're gonna have to do the right thing for a change.
No! Take your tiny hands off of me! We should be out there protecting the city lethally!
What was that?
Unhand me! Man should never consent to crawl when he has the impulse to fly. You are a bottom feeder.
Have I told you that I want you to hide yourself. When I am working, I am serious. It is important you have to show me respect.
Respect?
Yes.
Respect.
Yes.
Okay. Cassidy gonna give you the scoop, right?
Right.
Wrong.
What do you mean?
Because you blow everything.
Ah, okay, I see you were talking about Anne again.
I miss her.
I will do it.
I don't like you.
Let me ease him.
You do not deserve nice things.
Welcome back, Eddie Brock. I've been thinking about you.
What do you want, Cletus? I mean, why am I here?
Do a man who's buried alive a kindness, won't you? Get a message out to all my fans. And in return, I'll give you my life.
What?
Story. I heard the written word hasn't been working out so well. A piece like this, an exclusive, would put you back on top.
Go on.
People love serial killers. All my secrets laid bare, Eddie. So much carnage.
Well, why me?
I like you.
All right, it's a deal. What's your message?
That distant cathedral is all I see. Fractured angel. The other part of me. Print that in your column.
Is that it? This who's gonna read that? It's some random haiku.
Print it. And what's mine is yours.
Wow, lucky me.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a dick. Eddie, look. Look.
What are you doing?
Your job for you.
Eddie. Don't forget me, Eddie.
What do you get?
I got a headache and probably got tuberculosis.
A little louder.
He read me poetry, man.
Is this some kind of joke to you, Eddie? Because I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you could do with a laugh.
Come on, man. These things, they just take a little time, right?
Well, the second he gives you something,
of course.
Keep me ahead of the curve, Eddie. Don't embarrass me. Do you understand?
Trust me. The only scoop I'm getting today is double chocolate chip.
No! And get brain freeze! Come here. Look.
I'm looking.
Grab those.
All right. Oh.
Now, what do you think?
I think I'm Pablo Picasso.
No!
Okay?
Come here, Logan. Well, say what you see.
It's a house.
Never mind.
Oh, I know this one. It's a tree.
Idiot. Sit down. Now, pay attention. Bingo.
Would you say your friendship with Cletus Cassidy is what allowed you to solve this decades-old mystery? You are the only person from the outside world he's spoken with. Seems he likes you.
Well, you know, he's a serial killer. I don't see how he can like anyone.
Rock was able to uncover what the FBI and police could not. Bowing to public outrage, the governor of California has overturned his moratorium and reinstated the death penalty for Cassidy. Rock's career has been given a much-needed revival, putting him back on top once more.
A harrowing story finally comes to an end. Vindication for the victims and closure for the families, thanks to the diligence of one man. Thank you, Eddie Brock.
And Venom, you know, this could be us, Eddie, going out there solving cases, fighting bad guys. Maybe I eat them, and then we save the day.
But we saved the day, it's done.
You said I could eat bad guys.
This again?
I need to be free, feeling the wind in my hair. And the sun between my toes.
You don't have any hair.
You are not listening to me.
Oh, I'm listening.
I cannot live like this anymore. I'm starving.
So eat those guys.
I can't. Sonny and Cher are best friends.
Are you serious? That's ridiculous. That's what they're about.
That was abusive. That was abuse. And that's a $2,000 TV. You've got to get control of your aggression. That is why we have Snooki.
I cannot live on chicken and chocolate alone. I need brains.
Chickens have brains.
I most passionately disagree. Look. Look at those poor idiots. Small brains.
Come on, man. It's not their fault that you live on the old
phenylethylamine.
Yeah, I just
I've told you 1,000 times because it is only found in brains and in chocolate.
That's right. All right, well, how about this? You live in my body, you live by my rules.
I live in your body because,
what?
Unfortunately, I don't have many options.
How about this, son? The FBI is still investigating us for all of that stuff that we were involved with. So if one more head goes missing, we will get hauled off into Area 51.
They will kill us both. So somebody has to be responsible.
Responsibility. It's for the mediocre. Fools!
Can you stop doing that?
Fools!
Please just stop doing that.
Fools!
Come on, stop doing that. I have a dead body.
God damn it, fine!
Good evening, Eddie.
Hey, Mrs. Chen.
Good evening, Ben.
He says hi.
Oh. Chocolate hasn't arrived yet.
No, we have a deal.
What's gonna happen? You gonna stop protecting me? I don't think so. I've been keeping my mouth shut, feeding your little secret.
Wow. Little old Miss Chen is a little old blackmailer, huh?
Less of the old. I am 39.
And I am Barry Manilow.
Right.
I am happy to eat, Mrs. Chen.
No, you cannot eat, Mrs. Chen.
What?
Well, I guess it's gonna have to be Plan B.
What's Plan B?
Ah, not this again! I need human brains to survive!
Uh-uh. Now pick up some chickens, man. Let's go.
I'm done with this grossness. Look at all the amazing things that we can do. We are wasting our talent. Bad guy! Hello, Kitty!
Leave him! Leave him be! Leave him be! Leave him be!
I shall remove your head!
No, you won't!
I will use it for bowling!
No, you will not!
I will take it too! What is the one that we like, Eddie?
It's Lucky Strike!
Yeah!
Put it down!
Lucky Strike! I will take it to Lucky Strike, and I will score a 300-point game!
You won't!
The rest of your pudgy little boy body will be left here, rolling around in dumpster juice.
Oh, God. No! Put it down! No, 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 no!
Fine!
She didn't want our help.
She did not know she needed our help, Eddie. There is a difference. Mrs. Anne! Anne is on the phone, Eddie!
Hey, Anne.
Hey, Eddie, hi.
Hi.
Be nice to her.
You sound out of breath. I'm not catching you at a bad time, am I?
No, no, not at all. I'm just hanging around.
Okay, I'm sorry I haven't returned your calls. I guess I just needed a little space after the whole alien biting a guy's head off thing, so...
Ah, the good old days.
Anyway, so I have some news, and I was wondering if we could meet?
Yes!
Yeah, sure, that would be,
That would be fine, great.
Okay, great. How's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, great.
8 o'clock?
Lavanier?
Okay, great.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, me too, bye. Great.
It's over with the doctor! That is the voice of a woman who just got brutally dumped!
All right. Yeah.
Stop!
Don't you want to look your best?
Just leave me alone. You are always nitpicking. Wow!
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Wow.
Awkward.
So, how's it going? How's Mr. Belvedere?
Good, good. You know, he's still wiping his ass on the carpet. He learned that from you.
Yeah. How's the legal aid work going?
Well, you know how much I love an underdog.
So. Yeah, that's how you put up with me for so long, huh?
You said it.
So?
I don't know. I thought it would be better to tell you in person, but...
Huh?
No!
Wow. Oh, Anne. Wow, that is so much bigger than the one that I got you.
Ugh, it's gaudy.
That's Dan, right? Dr. Dan.
Yeah, it's Dan.
Holy shit, Anne. Way to go.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I am not okay.
You could just say congratulations, I'm happy for you. You know, like two people who still care enough about each other to lie so that the other one doesn't feel like complete shit. Maybe we could do that version of this.
You know, I am happy for you. And, you know, I'm...
No.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was going to be us, Eddie. I, for one, would not be inconsolable if Dan were to fall into traffic and lose his head and his feet and all of his teeth.
What?
What was that?
What? Nothing.
Whoa. If I ask you a question, do you have the ability to tell me the truth?
I mean, as in being super happy for you because of your engagement? Because, I mean, you just told me the lie, so that's really, really confusing.
Is Venom with you?
He's dead.
I am. I'm playing dead right now.
Yeah, but he...
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Well, that's... You just don't change, do you?
What are you talking about? This is just a huge shock. I'm in love with you. It's a lot to process.
No, the truth is you don't love anybody. You can't. Commitment's just not your thing.
All right, then fine. Do not marry Dan.
Dan makes me feel safe. Ugh. And you made me feel like I was on a roller coaster. And sometimes you just have to know when to get off.
Yeah, not yak. No, not yak. Yak.
Hey, Venom, take care of him, all right? Don't let him keep messing everything up.
I'm going to make her cry now, Eddie. She will love it. Cry. Cry.
It's a lot to process. Congratulations, Anne. That's great news.
Slow down, Val!
Why? You don't believe in consequences. No injuries, you fix them. No hangovers, you mend them. I couldn't even hurt myself if I tried.
Eddie, I apologize that I can't mend the heart. Emotional pain, it hits much harder, and it lasts longer. You just need to pull up your big boy pants and take it.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say.
Why?
Because I'm a real boy, and you're just an amoeba.
I will only take that because we are hurting right now. Don't worry, buddy. I will get you through this. Always cheers me up in the morning, and sausages and brains. I say neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Ouch. Potatoes, I like tomatoes, and I like tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off. Cheer up, old pal. No, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. That's for you. Are you pen pals with an ant?
Whoa, listen to this. Dearest Pally Pal, I hereby invite you to witness my demise, my final moments on this spinning shit wheel that we call Earth.
You are responsible for bringing about the end of Cletus Cassidy. It's only right that you hold the door for me on my way out. They'll stop my heart, just like it stopped at my birth. What if Cletus Cassidy had never been revived? He would never have pushed Grandma down a flight of stairs. Bye-bye, Grandma, you puckered old sphincter. He would never have thrown a hairdryer in the mother's bathtub. Yes, Mama, I'm a bad, bad boy. He would never have been beaten to the brink of death by Daddy-O and sent to St. Estes Home for Unwanted Children. That circus of hell. With one bright light. Oh, Eddie, we are all born into this world through blood and pain. Every hero has an origin story. Your friend.
Cletus Cassidy. Kiss, hug, kiss, hug. Smiley face. Oh.
Nut job.
You know, I should be there.
No, it's a bad idea.
I mean, I put him there.
Actually, he put himself there when he decided to be a complete lunatic. Ta-da!
You know, it would be nice just to have your support. Just for once.
Catch up! This place is an all-you-can-eat buffet. Who's going to care if I polish off a couple of these idiots?
You can't be sure who is and who is not guilty, buddy.
They are in prison!
Yeah, but you know, some people take false confessions. They, you know, they take pleas. We watch Making a Murderer.
You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm just practicing.
I am a predator, Eddie. Lions do not eat salad.
Yeah, but you're not a lion, are you? I mean, I see you more of a vexatious little pig dog house bat thing.
That's fine.
You suck!
You suck!
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow. I don't have an explanation for that. I think I'm having a panic attack. Yeah, I'll sign here.
Stand 2 feet away from the bars. No touching the condemned.
Understood.
Visitors here.
This is a me thing, not a we thing.
Everything is a you thing.
Oh, happy day for you, Eddie Brock.
What a scoop. The end of the magical misery tour. I worry for your soul. How will you live with the weight of snuffing out a man's life?
I was hoping maybe you could give me a couple pointers.
Funny little guy, aren't you?
Don't need that. My memory is outstanding. Rude.
Consequences. Every decision you ever make. Who do we leave behind? How do we leave them? A connubial bed? Empty? Waiting in the darkness for the rescuer who never comes because of you.
This guy makes zero sense.
You and I are the same.
No. No, we're not.
Twisted insides, mean daddies. You feel like home to me, Eddie, like family. And really, truly, that is all I ever wanted in this world, family.
Well, killing your grandmother and your mother sure is a funny way of showing it. Anything you want to unburden yourself with before this happens?
Yes. I have wishes to bestow upon you.
Oh, that is kind.
I want to wish you this heartbreak.
Uh-oh. Too late.
I wish for you to see out your days alone, as you always have been.
Watch it, pal!
Where are you going with this?
You are a cancer to everyone who ever loved you, Eddie. Deceived your trusting fiancé, and no wonder Daddy could never look at you again after you killed his wife, your mother, just by being born.
You son of a bitch!
No!
Speak to my friend again like that, I dare you!
Hey! No touching the inmate! Hey, back up!
Eddie?
You're done.
I have tasted blood before, my friend, and that is not it. Eddie Brock has a big secret.
Shut up, Cassidy.
That may have been a mistake.
Shut up.
Hey, aren't you Eddie Brock?
I don't know anymore.
Eddie!
I want to hear another word out of your mouth.
Eddie!
I want to hear it.
Eddie, I am sorry.
That was his last time on record ever. There's no more any words for his victims or, you know, they're gone. Any clues of outstanding bodies we've lost forever? It's completely...
I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to?
And I said I'm sorry.
You didn't mean to, but you did it. I mean, you just decided... I don't know. That's it. You did it. You know, you didn't even think that we might get caught. You might get killed. No, you don't think about things like that, do you? You just think about chickens, and you think about you, and you think about what you want, and you think about you.
Let me remind you of something, Eddie. You were a loser before I came along. You were nothing. I made you special.
Well, you made me special, huh? Well, let me tell you something, right? Before you came along, I had a life. I didn't have chickens, right? But I had dreams. Yeah, I had dreams, and I had a fiance, and I had a really successful TV show.
Ah, but you destroyed all of those things by yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? I rebuilt my life, and now I just want to live it. Good night.
And how did you build this new life?
Excuse me?
Well, who found the clue on the wall so you could be this big shiny hero? Who found the clue? Who?
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this is not about being a hero for me, man. This is about wanting to live in peace. Do you understand what I'm talking about? No, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay, this is about me wanting to live without you, whining in my ear all the time about eating bad guys, or like nagging me about Anne, or destroying my place, or destroying my life.
Do you know how lucky you are that I chose you?
You chose me? But I'm the only person that took you in when your friends kicked you off the planet Mingmon, because you are a reject. You are a pariah. Lethal protection, my ass. You couldn't protect anything. You are useless. You can get a job down here cleaning toilets.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. Please, let me fix it.
How about it?
So I can push it again. Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Get out! Take your stuff! Get out!
This is my house!
Keep it down up there!
Get out! Sonny? You wouldn't dare!
Yeah, absolutely.
No!
Yeah!
No! I'm calling the police!
I am so sorry.
Show yourself.
You can't win! Take a look at me. Look at the size of you, puny. How dare you! I guess this is goodbye!
Oh, yeah. Finally something with your crayon.
What in the world? All this crazy shit! Yeah!
Cletus Kasady, you have been tried, convicted, and sentenced to death by the state of California. May your passing bring closure to the victims' families, and may you find peace in the hereafter.
Soon come chaos.
Chaos soon come.
Are those your final words?
Enjoy the show!
Here it comes!
And burn in hell. May your walls fall down, and may I live to tell. And I walk out a wiser, stronger man. And Warden, you tasted just like ham.
You two are being evicted.
Come on, don't look at me like that. It was never gonna work out. All right?
Hey.
Are you not dead?
No.
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come on in. Hey, yeah, I was just seeing for myself on the news.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 11, man. Reports coming from San Quentin are quite frankly bananas. Nice TV.
Well, how did he do it?
Yeah, how did he indeed? Yeah. It's the million-dollar question. And yet again, you were a special visitor. So what did he tell you?
Me? Nothing at all.
Nothing about an escape plan? Nothing about some kind of elaborate breakout costume? Huh? Well, how come every time you seem to be at the center of these things, and then miraculously you know nothing about it?
Maybe I'm lucky.
Yeah, right.
You said, the reports coming out of San Quentin, the bananas were What do you mean by bananas?
Remember when I asked you a similar question? That you interviewed him? Information is currency. You of all people should know that.
Come on.
I thought he'd come to try to find the man that nearly got him executed, but I guess not. I'd lay low if I was you. I'll see myself out.
Before you find me, and he will
eat your face, Stan.
All right.
Who do we leave behind, and how do we leave them? A connubial bed, empty, left to rot.
Is it marriage?
Waiting in darkness for the rescuer who never comes.
I don't understand. That circle of hell.
Silent because of you. You and I are the same.
Bright light.
Twisted insides.
Right, right.
You feel like home to me, like family.
St. Estes.
Crapola! Another one bites the dust! Look at all these weirdos. My kind of people.
Nice costume.
Hey! Awesome work!
Greatest costume ever! Oh my god!
Whoa.
Is that Japanese?
No, I made it myself.
Hey!
Who, me?
Hello, gorgeous.
Sorry, no, you're not my type. I am out of the Eddie closet!
Hello, darling. Ooh, Razor Red got to have it.
Let's get this party started.
Oh, hell yes.
You are real.
I am. And once I kill that thing that made me, we will be indestructible.
I know where to find him, but first, I need you to help me find something I lost.
Deal.
Deal.
But look at me now! You love me!
and I'm free! Stop this cruel treatment of aliens! It is wrong! All of us should be able to live together upon this ball of rock! Free to be who we've been!
I love you!
I love you too! Yeah! Diesel Protector out!
Whoa, that was a hard act to follow.
I wish you could have seen me tonight. Eddie.
Holy shit.
Mulligan?
Sadie Brock here. Look,
this may be a long shot, but I think I may have found something.
Go on, Eddie, what you got?
Last time I spoke to Cassidy, he was talking to me about connubial beds and
marriage, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I'm here at Synestes, and I found this,
Well, I'm sitting in front of a tree, and I'm looking at it. It's got a carving on it.
It says, CK loves FB. Well, I'm thinking that maybe whoever this FB is might know where he's headed. And if you can, I don't know, pull up some files.
From Synestes, maybe you can figure out who this FB is.
FB, that's Francis Barrison.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, it's impossible, Eddie. She's dead. I shot her.
You, sir?
Got any of those internets?
You're alive.
When I get out, I'm gonna slice your face off and wear it to a party!
You're never getting out of here, Siegfried. No one does.
Well, Francis.
It seems your sweetheart has done a Houdini act over there at San Quentin. It's all over the news. Oh, don't get excited. He's not gonna find you.
Screw you.
How flattering. But you're not my type. I wonder where he could be.
I'm right here.
Ta-da!
Hi, baby. I don't want you to freak out, okay? I'd like you to meet Carnage.
I remember. Let's see what you get. The sound.
Stop the vehicle! Stand down!
Who said romance was dead?
Hey! No drunks in here!
Let me vote.
You get out!
Charlotte.
Venom?
I'm having trouble keeping them standing, Sissy.
Where's Eddie?
Food. Monsters! Monsters everywhere!
They're everywhere! Monsters! Put out an APB. Form a perimeter. Blockade state lines. And bring in Brock.
I'm no use to anybody here. I'm just wasting your time.
Well, you know what I keep thinking? I keep thinking, what else is Eddie Brock not sharing about Cletus Cassidy? Now, why was it Eddie that Cletus wanted to witness execution? Huh? Well, bad things happen around you. Multiple dead bodies at your building last year, the bizarre outburst at the Lobster restaurant, and only you at the Life Foundation when that rocket exploded. And now Clyde's found Bonnie, and there's a dead psychiatrist at a facility I knew nothing about until today. And people are talking about seeing monsters.
Monsters? What do you mean? What do you mean monsters?
Monsters, Eddie. Everywhere Cletus goes, so goes this supposed monster.
Oh.
Talk to me, Eddie.
Talk to me! How's he doing it, Eddie? What's the secret? How's he making people see things?
I can't answer any more of your questions without making my phone call.
I'll get you a phone call. Well, you know what secrets want, Eddie? They want out. That's why they're so hard to keep.
Eddie asked her to do this, and he doesn't have anyone else that can help. I mean, we're gonna be late for the party.
He's in trouble, Dan.
Yeah, trouble is his thing. Are there gonna be aliens again?
No, of course not. I'd like to speak to him alone.
Well, your duty of honesty supersedes your duty to the client if somebody gets harmed. Well, they teach you that at posh school.
Oh, hey, Ann. Hey, Ann, thank you so much for coming.
Boy, that little guy's a charmer, huh? How much do I need to worry about you right now?
I'm messed up.
Okay, how badly?
And it couldn't be worse, and it's all on me.
Whatever you did, Eddie, you just need to tell the cops the truth.
No, I can't tell them that they are chasing a serial killer who's also got an alien inside of him. And he is capable of killing everybody.
Venom! Talk to me, what's happening?
No, he's not here.
Is this like an I'm lying? He's not here. Is this a real he's not here?
He's not here.
Jesus Christ, Eddie.
St. Estes fire, all units.
What the actual
Eddie, think.
I don't know. All I know that is that he can't go along without eating food, right? So he's eating chicken and he eats chocolate and that's it. And that is only if he is still observing the rules. We need to find him.
You mean I need to find him?
Yeah, you need to find him, please. And then I will fix it.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Mrs. Chen.
Who's asking?
It's me.
What do you want?
Oh, she's a charmer.
Okay, listen.
You broke Eddie's heart.
Okay, I actually don't have time to explain why that's wildly off the mark. Do you know where Venom is?
You want to break his heart, too?
I'm not going to get into who did what to who. Eddie said that he might be here because of the chocolate. I just need to speak with the alien.
Well, hey, you said there weren't going to be any aliens.
I meant more aliens.
Breaking news. The mayor has issued a curfew.
Can you turn the volume up, please?
Locked doors. Cassidy and Barrison should be treated as armed and extremely dangerous. An all-out manhunt continues tonight.
So?
Cletus has a symbiote.
Oh, my God. Any other information you're pathologically lying about?
Pussy.
Excuse me?
Eddie needs Venom.
She just called me a pussy.
He said he didn't need him. That life was better without him.
Okay, I don't understand. What do you care? Oh, wait a second. You get out here right now!
Do you see that? Seriously, do you see that?
Yeah, hon, I've seen it.
Eddie's going to have to fight this battle all by his little bitch self.
Oh, don't be a big baby. Go help your friend.
He said I couldn't get a job fixing toilets.
Cletus will come for him. He won't survive without you.
Of course he won't. Because I am the hero of the two of us.
Yeah, you're the big sexy hero.
You're the coolest, you're the hottest, and you're the bravest.
I am.
No, I'm still standing right here.
No one likes you, Dan!
I love seeing you in action.
Let's go save that asshole.
I promised we'd be free from here.
And we'd walk to the cathedral on the hill.
A wedding.
Three guests.
One for each of us.
The cop that took my eye.
Eddie Brock.
And Venom. A red wedding.
He didn't find him?
Oh my God.
Let's go.
I'm not talking to him.
Well, he doesn't want to come out.
What do you mean? We have to leave right now because Cletus is going to wipe the city out.
We're not doing shit until he apologizes.
So he's looking for an apology. Look, I know that amends aren't really your thing.
That isn't right now, an apology.
I need him to beg.
Fine, I will be the bigger of us.
I will always be the bigger of us, but go on.
What did he say? What is he saying?
He said he's listening very sincerely.
All right, listen to this. I am sorry.
Not the right tone.
I'm sorry.
No.
I am sorry.
So weird.
I'm sorry!
I don't know why you're shouting at me.
Because, okay, well, fine. I was a loser before I met you.
Yep, that's right.
And now I am someone. You made me special.
Damn right.
Why don't you put a cherry on it?
A cherry on that? Right. I am truly very sorry for everything that I said, everything that I did not say, everything that I did, everything that I did not do.
Yeah, he's thinking.
Come on.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh no.
Kiss her!
Are you gonna kiss me? No.
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 Oh God, I'm never doing that again. God, well maybe never. I don't know. Honestly, it's really fun.
If we save the day, can we call ourselves the Lethal Protector?
It's so 80s, Dan. Pack quickly, don't stay. And if for any reason.
Fire and Sound.
Fire and Sound? Is that a band?
No, it's what kills them.
Yeah. Okay, look, man. I've got her.
Not sorry!
God, I'm so sorry.
Man, those two need some serious couples counseling.
I'm pulling up to Brock's now.
Cassidy, place your hands on your head!
Which, hands?
We found you. Shriek will be so pleased.
Brockalicious! Whose finger were you meant for? A nice shiny lure for a little fishy.
I just incapacitated your boyfriend. He'll be okay with an answer about where Eddie Brock is.
Well, I'm sure as shit not gonna tell you that.
It's a shame to hurt you.
Tell Brock, Cletus will make a swap. Her head for his.
He's gonna kill you both.
Peeps have tried that already. Botched it.
They can't find him!
They are hunting us too, buddy.
Come on, where are you?
Hey, Dad. What's going on?
Eddie, they got her.
Huh?
They've taken Anne!
Calm down.
Yeah, they took her to their wedding.
They took her where?
Their wedding. Grace Cathedral, hurry!
We're on our way.
All right, looks like we are going to a wedding.
Oh, will there be canapes?
You bet your ass.
that distant cathedral. And all I see, fractured angel, the other part of me.
Dearly beloved.
Gifts first.
Actually, traditionally.
Shut your mouth. Father.
Baby.
I got for you what you want most.
The cup?
The cup. Continue, Father.
Dearly beloved, if anyone objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold them.
Where is she? There you are. Death to you, Father.
No!
Not you, Father. You, Father.
Oh, shit!
Whoa, where you going? Where you doing?
This is much worse than I thought. That is a red one. Wow.
Red one.
We should leave immediately. Annie will get over it. We never liked her anyway. So, let's go.
No.
Congratulations to the happy couple. We are leaving.
Eddie! Yoo-hoo!
I'll be right with you. Okay, you need to come out right now. Because I am feeling super, super vulnerable right here.
Brock's just like you.
Not for long.
Eddie! Over here!
You need to come out right now. And I will let you eat everybody! You can eat them all! Apart from him in the robe, you cannot eat him.
Promise!
I promise! Thank you!
Trouble! Already! Time to die!
That's the spirit!
I mean us! We are going to die!
Kill a ghost.
You kill him, but keep your mouth shut.
Our wife knows what she's doing.
Just turn it down.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stop him!
My cat!
Honeymoon over!
Oh, God, no!
Power up!
No!
Mayday, mayday, mayday! Lead us casting!
They say about an eye for an eye.
Fire and sound, except without the sound.
Oh!
hurt, Brock.
You know how I spent my endless days? I spent them thinking about how you only told one side of the story. You didn't write about the part where Cletus was abused by Mommy, Daddy, and Granny! Tell the world how he was a scared little boy that no one cared about, and no one came to stay. You never asked yourself why. That's bad journalism.
Days.
I'm not a crazy man, but I am a vengeful one.
You're going to watch her die.
Symbiotic.
Get away from her!
Shut up!
Take your hands off my wife!
They're not a match.
We are.
That's right, we are.
Together we are! The Lethal Protector!
Thank you.
Imogen, you okay?
Father, one of us must die.
Oh, we need fire.
Or sound.
I'm a killer, with or without the monster, Eddie. You know what I really wanted?
Well, what was it, Cletus?
Told you, but you weren't listening.
But I'm listening now.
I wanted your friendship.
I'm sorry, Cletus.
Fuck this guy!
Get him out of here. They're gonna come for you both.
I know. Hey, Anne. Take care.
Yeah, you too, champ.
Dad! You take care, too.
Thanks.
I like you. We totally didn't need him, though. Honestly, I think he was more of a hindrance than a help.
Now there's Don Quixote, and the guy next to him is Sancho Panza. They're two very different people, have very different takes on the world. Different ways of doing things. Sometimes they didn't like each other a whole lot, but ultimately, they worked together to bring out the best in each other.
Eddie, the time has come. I must go alone. It is me they want.
Yeah. Well, my dear Sancho, facts are the enemy of truth.
What does that even mean?
It means that we are...
fugitives!
Yeah.
On the run!
That too.
Thank you for bringing me here.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. It's beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that we can't do anything about the old wind in your hair situation.
Osho says, when you love someone, you accept the whole person with all of their defects.
Defects?
Nobody is perfect.
Just go back a minute. You're telling me, you just said that you love me. You did.
Where will we go?
I don't know. Anywhere that needs a lethal protector, I suppose.
Oh! You really meant it!
Yeah?
We will need a cape and a mask.
No, I think you got that covered. We're good.
Now you front row for the spotlight. Now the diamonds in the Audemars bright. Jets overseas for a far flight. Young on bullshit and I ball on them Bill Cartwright.
Knew I could shine through the darkness.
I guess I always been a star type. That line in me made my heart fight. Could have been a victim of a op pipe. Took a million risks just to get to this. Cause we ain't the ones that the cops like. Been so many times God tested me. They only see the answers I got right. They commenting all on the blogs trying to tell me how to live my life.
And I waited so patiently. If you could take off, don't wait for me.
No days off, grind faithfully. I keep thanking God for saving me. Frontline showcasing our bravery. I know that top spot, it was made for me. It all paid off, so we felt the struggle so painfully.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice. Or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight. I had to fall so many times. Oh, now I'm the last one standing. Oh, now I'm the last one standing.
Y'all say, what? I've changed. Uh-huh. Really though?
Tell me
how so.
I got
all
what?
This bread.
Yeah.
I'm still. Sourdough, I don't know. Square peg, round hole, like a block of cheese in a paper towel roll. Rocky Balboa, never been no towel thrower. Even when I got kicked to the curb, life knocked my dick in the dirt. I got back up, flipped at the bird, till I earned the attention I yearned. Not to mention, I learned how to turn resentment and hurt to an unquenchable thirst. In the simplest terms, it's revenge of the nerd in every sense of the word. And rappers, how can we be on the same level now when I gotta look down to see these clowns that are on the ground? Bitch, I got clouds beneath me ever since I put out the EP to the height of 2003. Me, you ain't see the struggle to make it out the D because I made it somehow. How look easy.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice. Or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight. I had to fall so many times. Oh, now I'm the last one standing.
Maximiliano.
¿Estás embarazada? ¿Estás esperando un hijo mío?
I love this show.
Yeah.
Maximiliano's feelings are not being validated.
Yeah, well, he never should have kept such an insane secret, man.
We all have a past, Eddie.
Are you hiding stuff from me?
80 billion light years of hive knowledge across universes would explode your tiny little brain.
What does that even mean, man?
Well, let me give you a taste, then. Just the smallest fraction of the things we symbiotes have experienced.
Okay.
Ready, Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening?
No.
What the hell is that?
Oh, that's just a towel. Where are we?
you?
It wasn't me.
Incredibly, this shocking revelation brought to light by yours truly has only raised more...
What? What is this?
...life of Peter Parker. A.K.A. Spider-Man, a.K.A. the Spider Menace. But rest assured, dear viewers, we here at the Daily Bugle will not rest until we've uncovered the
truth
behind his web of lies. I'm J. Jonah Jameson. Good night. And God help us all.
Dude, what are you doing in my room?
In a world where the lovers are free, through the lies and the pain and deceit. See, glitter ain't always gold. They want war, but we came for the peace. Misfits in the belly of the beast. Get ready for the rally in the streets. Don't aim too high, they tell you. But above clouds we reach. I'm numb to the words they preach. We listen to the inner voice leading. Listen to the words I'm speaking. Always for the people till the day I stop breathing. Can't take back all the time we spent trying to make deep change in the world. How do you get them to understand where you're at when your pain isn't felt? It's a triumph. The bass ain't too loud for the room. We can never be silenced. Venom. My, if you ever heard what I heard in the night, what a fright. They wanna see us abandon the fight. We never die, we just multiply. Take all the rage you've been feeling inside. You couldn't handle this heat if you tried. City to city is different, but you and I have similar lives. I got a plan, as you coming with me, there's minutes to go. I ain't watching the time. Love bells are ringing, I'm ready to roll. Ain't no time to chill when my seat don't recline. Ain't no apologies, I'm taking off and ain't nobody stopping me. You gonna do something or you just watching me? Only I know what the fate of my prophecy is. Yeah, I know where I'm heading. Voice is a weapon, watch as I tell them. Venom. Or am I in my own head? Can't tell anymore. Psychotic to the death. When I dig deep, I can never find that I left. It's a mystery. Rage, nothing but rage. Can't figure out if I'm going insane. Ain't no doubt we'll be showing no mercy. So think twice if you wanna get blazed. Nothing ain't nice right here, no games. I don't wanna dart nobody in a flash. True resist, stick up, hands in the air. Put the money in the bag. All cash, Venom. Venom.
calm about sense. Though they walk around dense, have an idea but never execute or represent. To observe and reflect on it, read the room, connect on it, try to understand it. Hit the planet like a death comet, tectonic plate shift, face full of faceless. Tape this, cause you are now out of our greatness. Pugilist, you would need illusionists to fake this.
Yeah, we back again with it.
Try to tend men with it.
SO, on my grind, working with the monster mind. Dotted line is signed. I'm a killer, I will not be kind. I jeopardize whoever lies. Set aside the beef. Once the web is weaponized, there'll be venom in the streets. When I put the pen to page, I'm like a xenophage on center stage. You hanging by a thread, what a tangled web. Bang your head, I do this by design. So many snacks, so little time. Make a move, your brain is food, and I don't think that it's a crime. Face.
I feel the hype on my stripes like a shell toe. Stealth mode, operation violate the health code. People talk about me when I step out fresh. Attitude rude and brazen like a raven out the nest. Peasants drop to their knees like a Fendel dress. Now take a deep breath and inhale death. Face full of
today's special.
Ain't nothing common about sense. Face full of creeping out the mist. Holographic myth, who is he? I bleed the fifth. I compliment the bricks in the labyrinth of doom. Put him in the building, he's the baddest in the room. Deploy the decoy, tell your voice we coming through. With a deadly melody, we bring the ruckus like woo.
When I apply pressure, I take measures that are drastic. My vision board's filled with ninja swords and that's it. Your plastic, well I'm real. The author with the best to offer. Step out of a flying saucer, reciting Geoffrey Chaucer. This is a poetry moment, only opponent is the voice from within. The vertigo brings the spin. Well, rappers say they moving bricks like animating Lego. But wait though, false claims don't make your game fuego.
Facebook, no. I pull that.